evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all doing well and having a wonderful weekend. I have been running around like the proverbial chicken with its head cut off. So, I think it is time for me to take a well-deserved rest. And I think I shall have a suite. I have a decorative tin here that once contained fudge. It no longer does so, but it has some Murray Mints and humbugs in it. And I shall have a Murray Mint. You could never go wrong with those. Anyhow. If all goes well tomorrow, I should have a house full in the afternoon. And I'm really looking forward to it. It'll make a nice change. Tomorrow evening is the bi-monthly session of my church's book club, and I'm the one facilitating the discussion. But I am prepared. I do have some notes, thank God, that I was able to braille out on my friend Kim's braille printer. She and our friend Brian got it working. Yay! So I am prepared. Last year, when I presented at the book club, the printer was not working and I was not able to braille out any notes and I had to do everything from memory. So I'm so glad I don't have to do that this year because, oh my word, this book that I'm doing, 112263 by Stephen King, is huge! And there's a lot to talk about. Anyhow, so one lady is coming back to my house after church tomorrow with me, and we shall partake of some lunchification here. I have no idea what that's going to be yet, but I'm sure I'll rustle something up for us. And then at around 2 o'clock or 2:30, some other friends of mine will be coming. The Kimmers and the Dwightness, or Sir Dwight, as I also call him. And my friend Sarah, who will be staying with me for a few days. Yay! I'm not sure if my friend Brian is coming tomorrow or not. He's more than welcome if he wants to. But he may have to do things in Toronto this weekend, so it might not work out. But I do hope he'll come. So, knowing I would have guests, I ran around today and got all my housework done. I gave the bathroom a good cleaning. Cleaned the kitchen, did a bunch of dusting. I still have a bit of that to go, but I'm almost done. The only thing I haven't done that really ought to get done is the hoovering. But I think I'm going to wait and do that later, because if Brian comes, he'll bring his doggy, and doggy will shed as they do, not being able to help themselves. So I'll just vacuum maybe after he leaves. We'll see. I think what we're going to do tomorrow night, since there might be six of us here. Yeah, let's see. Me, Jean, Kim, Dwight, Sarah, Brian. Yes. Very possibly could be six of us. I don't think I can feed that many people because my postage stamp size kitchen is just not equipped to make a dinner for that many people. So I'll probably just get a pizza, which should be fine, and then we'll get dessert at the book club itself, so that I won't have to worry about. And tea, coffee, beverages, all that sort of thing I can provide. I don't have any alcoholic refreshment, but I'm sure people will survive. If they want it that badly, they can bring their own. So that should be a really nice day. I'm quite looking forward to that. And then Sarah will be here. I'm not sure exactly till when. She's welcome to stay until Thursday if she wants to. I have to depart that day myself because my grandmother's 93rd birthday is coming up. And I think I'm going to go to my parents' place. And we are going to take her out to a restaurant for her birthday. We'll go to her favorite place, which is Swiss Chalet. And she can have the festive special, which she always loves at this time of year. unfortunately, this week is not meeting-free as I had originally hoped it would be. An emergency meeting of the Discipleship Committee has come up, and that's fine. It shouldn't be the 2.5-hour mega-marathon that we had last time. There's only one thing on the agenda. So I think we can get that taken care of fairly quickly. And yeah, other than that, it should be a really great week. I'm just relaxing to some Christmas music. Yes, I know. I'm listening to Christmas music before American Thanksgiving, which I almost never do. But the anti-Christmas police can sue me if they so choose. I just had a hankering for it today. Probably because I had some eggnog. So I thought I would turn some on. I had a lovely dinner. It was very unusual. I bought some mackerel fillets in curry sauce. They came in a tin. And I had those tonight with some basmati rice. It was actually quite tasty. I love fish. I wasn't really sure what I'd think of curried fish, but it was really good. I'll buy them again for sure. In fact, I thought that my feline companion, who was at the back door of my building earlier today, would have appreciated some as well. So all I had to do was heat them up and then serve them over the basmati rice that I made. It was nice to have a different sort of meal for a change. I tend to eat the same things a lot of the time just because I'm a creature of habit. And I'm also just one person cooking, supposedly cooking, for myself. Generally, I just throw something in the oven or the microwave or whatever. Well, I have probably rattled on at you enough for one boo, so I will stop for now. But I'm sure you will hear more from me later, because I do want to record some stuff when my friends get here. Righto, I shall speak to you all later.